Will the changes Holder announced today be enough to fix our prison system? Are they a good idea? Here now is Joe DiGenova. He's attorney and founding partner of DiGenova and Tonzing, and Matt Welch is editor-in-chief of Reason magazine. Joe, I'm going to start with you. Is this a good idea?
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good start. I agree with the attorney general. We have too many people in prison for the wrong things for too long. I think what he's done today is essentially given prosecutors a discretion which they have not had for a number of years under Department of Justice guidelines to, in federal cases, not charge the most serious crime that they could and instead charge a less serious crime, thus avoiding the technical imposition of mandatory minimums and giving judges a little more discretion.
Why is this good?
I think it's a very good idea because we need our prisons for serious offenders, dangerous people, violent people, people who have committed very serious crimes, and there are too many people there, including elderly inmates, who do not cause a threat to the public and should not be incarcerated. These people should be working off their sentences, mm-hmm. doing community service, and doing something to better their community.
Matt Welch, I would imagine that Reason magazine thinks pot should just be completely legal, but I'd also think you think this is a good first step.
It's an excellent first step. I mean, imagine it's the head of law enforcement in this country basically saying over-incarceration and the drug war that feeds it is a moral and operational failure. That is a huge and almost alarming kind of shift.
It's alarming or good? Or is it finally an admission that the war on drugs is a failure? I mean, I think you guys wanted that for a long time, right?
It's an admission of what people have always talked about in private quarters, sometimes while smoking a joint in Washington, which is that everybody knows this hasn't worked. And not only that, but it's ruined millions and millions of lives. And yet we go on with this fiction that it's been okay to sort of laugh about it and allow it to perpetuate.
What do you say to people who say pot is the first step to more serious drugs?
Yeah, pot is the first step to the presidency, we've learned in the last three presidencies here. Actually, if you're interested in the science, it's out there, and it makes a mockery of that. What we've seen is that prohibition, we saw this with alcohol, it wasn't a hard lesson to learn, ultimately, that prohibition of alcohol created all these pathologies of violence. It created Al Capone and the mob and all this kind of stuff. The same thing has happened with marijuana especially, and it's taken us so long to learn something that's allowed us to really shred the Fourth Amendment and a lot of the protections that we had previously.
Mr. DiGenova, Joe, I'm going to say Joe, how about that?
Why just leave it at that?
You agree with that? The other thing I would say, I would add to that, and tell me what you think of this, is, you know, whenever you have deep demand for something, somebody's going to meet that demand, right? We learned that with alcohol and prohibition. It was going to happen anyways, and yet people were going to have to pay a lot more money for it and fear violence and fear bad product, et cetera. And yet we still haven't made that admission yet with pot in this country.
Well, first of all, I'm not in favor of legalizing marijuana, and that's not what this debate or I thought this show was about. The issue is whether or not the Attorney General has made the right decision, and he made a very good decision about trying to make sure that we do not incarcerate the wrong people for too long. That is not a prescription, and he did not propose today to legalize marijuana.
You don't think that's a first step?
No, I do not, and I'll tell you why. The science of marijuana is very, very bad. The dangers, the problems associated with chronic use of marijuana to brain deterioration are very, very serious. That doesn't mean that we should lock people up forever who use
it. But aren't those things true of alcohol? Chronic use of alcohol, abuse of alcohol, that's all the same, right? I mean, why aren't they the same when you talk about the issues related to the use of both?
They are not the same. Alcohol and marijuana are two entirely different chemicals. Overuse of alcohol is bad, period. Overuse of marijuana is worse.
Well, you can drink yourself to death. You can't smoke yourself to death. But the important thing here is that the federal government has a lot of discretion. Holder has a lot of discretion that they've been using to prosecute people for selling state and local legal mm-hmm. marijuana in places like California and Washington State. So it's a strange thing for him to sort of say we're going to evade the current law right now. He has discretion to not be raiding all of these dispensaries right now. I'd like to see them do that mm-hmm. and also to commute some sentences of people who've served a long time.
Joe, there's a lot of companies that trade publicly that are prison companies. What do you think is going to happen to the prison population in this country as a result of this?
Well, I've never been a big fan of private prisons. I've seen them function. They're no better than the federal prisons. Many of them are worse than federal prisons. I don't like the management of these companies. I think the better thing for us to do is to incarcerate the truly dangerous criminals and to make sure that the prisons that we do have are run well. Ours are not run well. For example, when it comes to medical care for inmates, it is a national disgrace that people are more likely to die in prison. They don't get good care. No matter what the Federal Bureau of Prisons tells you about incarceration, we run a pretty bad system. It's actually disgraceful. And as far as state prisons go, they're even worse. And by the way, the Attorney General's decision today affects only a tiny, tiny percentage
of all the cases in the United States. I was going to say, it's only at the federal level, right? Not at the state level.
Most of the people in prison in this country are in state prisons, and those charging decisions are not affected at all today by the Attorney General's decision.
In fact, what the Attorney General is doing is he's hopping on what we've seen a lot of prison reform and drug reform that's happened in a lot of states, including by a lot of conservative politicians have been leading the charge in prison reform. He's in some ways playing catch up to what's been seen on the local level. A lot of people are sick of locking people up for drugs.
I agree with that. The Attorney General is a little late to this particular party.
Interesting. All right, gentlemen, great discussion. Thanks so much.
Thank you.